Alan?
Hello?
John?
Yes. Yes, Fred.
I want to talk to you something very confidential.
Yes.
I thought maybe, you feel like you're in a position to, communicate with, our friend in Cairo?
I think maybe, yes.
What would you think about saying to him that you got the impression in your meeting, very confidentially, that the best move they could make for themselves and for us and for the world would be to ask that they meet in Cairo purely for the purpose of selecting a site, and that we have our man there and they have their man there. They've got an ambassador there and we've got a charge d'affaires, our second man. And they've been talking about just selecting a site for our discussions. And that if he did that, it would be helpful to him. It's bound to be helpful to the other side if they want to talk, because they've got a man there and they could get fair treatment. And if he's just sure that we got to halfway decent treatment, it would elevate him. It'd put a little pressure on his neighbors, I guess, his friends. They'd wonder what is happening.
Yeah.
And it would be an international act of statesmanship. And it wouldn't look like he was a warmonger.
Yeah.
And it would be a little help to us because we could accept it. I wouldn't want to be that hard and tell him, but I'd tell him that you think we can.
Yeah.
And I've talked to Dean Rusk about it. And he thinks that if we, that we need to get some place where we can limit the site, where they won't murder everybody, and where if we had to, we could take some liaison man with us.
Yeah. You would like to get him, or you're thinking about getting him to proper Cairo?
That's right.
Uh-huh.
Would he give us any trouble with bringing a Jewish man, their staff in there, like Rosto?
Oh, he might. He might. Because that damn area, that atmosphere is so electric.
Well, if he did that, we couldn't go. But Dean and I thought that that might be a good place, because that's where they have us out represented.
Yeah.
They have an ambassador, and we just have a second man.
Yeah.
And yet we thought if he played the act of just trying to be fairly neutral, just not being an advocate,
yeah,
they would elevate him some.
Yeah.
From, and particularly right at this period when they're marching.
It wouldn't have anything to do with the Arab-Israel business.
Not a bit, not a bit. This is just, we just meet for, we just say you're invited to North Vietnam to have their ambassador and the United States' representatives talk about a site, and I invite both of you to do it in Cairo, and then we could just send our man a wire and say, okay, go meet their ambassador.
Uh-huh.
See, Noah, but if we wanted to, we might, we might have to go in there some way with Abel Harriman, or if we did, this is not for talks, this is just for the site.
Just for the site.
Just discuss the site.
Uh-huh.
But we might want to get Rosto or somebody, and we just wouldn't want them to say a Jew couldn't come in.
Yeah. Oh, I don't think they could go that far. Will you let me play with it?
Yes, I think I would.
Let me play with it and see what I get.
I'd do it, and I wouldn't be so hard that it's finished, because we haven't gone to the juniors and they always find something wrong. But Dean and Clark and all of us in our Tuesday meeting, and Dean and I decided that I told him I thought you'd just back from there.
Yes.
And you could say that you're trying to help everybody, and when you talked to the president, that you got the impression that A, he was ready to resume relations whenever he was, but B, that a very good step that would show him to be an international statesman would just say, now I see a lot about these folks want to select a site.
Yeah.
I'd be glad for the ambassador and your ambassador to talk in Cairo or any other suitable place in his country on the site.
Yeah.
and agree where you'll have your future discussions. And Dean thought, and we thought that would kind of make him look like a peacemaker, an international statesman. A lot of them are begging parts, you know. A lot of them want it done.
Yeah.
They're just going around urging it that we meet in their places, like Austria and places like that.
Yeah.
And it would make him look good. Same time, Israel would see that we were accepting it, why they'd wonder if he was a little better human with us. Yeah, and then it'll just be a good settling influence right now.
It might.
And if he doesn't want to, there's no hurt. We won't get our feelings hurt or anything. We just thought, I was trying to think of some way without officially appointing a commission. I think that you and Bob Anderson, Gene Black, some of you just got to give a little thought as to the one specific thing that we ought to do by gradualism, and then number two and number three that we can and should do to help ourselves. Now, the best I can get from what all of you say is to rush stuff to Jordan. Now, we're doing that. We're airlifting it. Since you talked, we've made a decision to airlift. So we're airlifting stuff. But Rusk says there's a crisis today, and the little king's in the hospital, and that they're liable to, when they start marching this parade, they're liable to overthrow him.
I know, that damn parade is not good.
We just done everything we know to keep it from happening.
Yeah. Let me play with it.
You get back to me as soon as you can.
I will. Okay.
Morning, Chick. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm sorry. Yes, please.
Just having a morning, Chick.
Thank you.